We have to try to get the association of devotees who are not critical of other Vaishnavas. Yeah, well, at least, you know, not full of Ninda. Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We have discussed how the Lord's body is transcendental, how his paraphernalia is transcendental. Now we begin a new topic with Anuchet number 60. Ata Sri Vaikuntha Lokasyapi Tadvishatvam Tasmai Swalokam Bhagavan Sabhajitaha Ityatva Saditameva. Now we will consider how the divine realm of Vaikuntha is also like this. That means also non-different from the Lord, perfectly pure and spiritual. How the divine realm of Vaikuntha is also like this. This has already been established in the discussion of the passage that begins. The personality of Godhead, being thus very much satisfied with the penance of Lord Brahma, was pleased to manifest his personal abode. That is from the second canto, ninth chapter. Brahma, by his meditation, has earned the pleasure of Lord Narayan, who is revealing to him the spiritual world. But we've already discussed this. I'm sorry. That passage has been discussed before. But now we're going to establish the same fact again. We will prove it again. The spiritual nature of Vaikuntha. In order to make it easily understood by the less intelligent. So for those who are more intelligent, it's already been explained. For those who need a further explanation, here it is. Okay. Yatapsa karmadi bir na prapyate prancha papancha tita twaina shriyate tam labdavatam askala guna satmiena stuyate. So there's several transcendental facts about Vaikuntha that are going to be established. A whole list of them. Vaikuntha is perfectly spiritual, and there are several reasons why we say that. It can be a very vague designation to just call something spiritual. But here we're going to, Jiva Goswami specifies what that involves. Vaikuntha is perfectly spiritual because it is not achieved by material works. Because we hear from scripture that it is beyond the material creation. Those are two reasons. It's a place, but it's a place that's not reached by any material means. That makes it special. The scriptures tell us that this place is beyond the material creation. Because it is praised for the quality it shares with the Supreme Lord, that those who attain it do not fall down. Those who attain Krishna never fall down. Those who attain Krishna's place Never fall down. Laukika Bhagavan Niketasyapi Taraveshad Nayurgunyam Atidishyate Ityataksa tu Tadrupataya Sutarami Vagamyate. Ah, could you ask Raju to come here? He's right there. Raju. Okay, Vaikuntha also, it is achieved only in the condition of freedom from the material modes. Okay, we know, we hear from scripture, you can only achieve Vaikuntha by becoming free from the material conditionings. It's achieved only when one has reached the stage of being free from the material modes. Laukika Bhagavan Niketasya Tadaveshat Nayurgunyam Atidishyate. By extension, even the mundane abode of the personality of Godhead, that means the Lord's abode as manifested on the earth, even that abode is free from the material modes by virtue of its being the replica of the original abode of the Lord. And we can atak satu tadrupataya sutarame vagamyate. So if even spiritual world as replicated on the earth is free from the material modes, then certainly the original abode of Vaikuntha must be free from the material modes. Sakshadeva prakrite paratvena shriyate nityataya odgoshiyate. Because we hear direct statements that Vaikuntha transcends material nature. Because it is proclaimed to be eternal. Nityataya udgoshyate. Udgoshyate. Moksha sukham api tiraskurvata bhaktiyaiva labhyate. Because it is achieved, Vaikuntha is achieved only by devotional service, which eclipses the happiness of liberation. Satchidananda ganatvain abhidhiyate. And because it is called the concentrated essence of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. Satchidananda ganatvain abhidhiyate. What it's called is the concentrated essence of Satchit and Ananda. That's Vaikuntha. This is a whole list of reasons why what we mean that Vaikuntha is completely spiritual. Each one of these is going to be discussed in a separate anuchet. A commentary. Here, 9 reasons are listed which prove that the spiritual world Vaikuntha is non-different from the Supreme Lord. Unlimited by any restriction of time and space, and it is free from ignorance and unhappiness. Okay, 9 different reasons. Here's where each of these reasons is going to be discussed. Vaikuntha's not being achievable by material endeavors will be further discussed later in this anuchet, 60. That it lies beyond the material realm will be discussed in text 61. That those who attain it do not fall down in 62. So we'll see what Jiva Goswami says about that controversy in anuchet 62. That Vaikuntha is achieved only by those who come to the stage of freedom from influences of the modes of material nature will be discussed in anuchet 64. That even its replica in the material world also transcends the material modes, and that the Vedas directly state that it is beyond matter is discussed in anuchet 65. That it is openly declared to be eternal is said in anuchet 66. That it is attained only by pure devotional service in anuchet 67. And that it is designated as full in eternity, knowledge, and bliss in anuchet 68. So the next 9 anuchets, we have our work already mapped out for us. The passage of 11 verses, beginning with Tasmai Svalokam Bhagavan Sabhajitaha, 11 verses, was explained at length in text number 10. That was discussed all the way back in anuchet number 10. And now we discuss one by one these different reasons for understanding that Vaikuntha is purely spiritual, non-different from the Lord himself. Tatra karma adi bir apropya tvam yata devanam oka asit swar bhutanam cha bhuvak padam martya dinam cha bhur lokak siddhanam tritayat padam atho suranam naganam bhumir okos vijat prabhu Trilokyam gatayat sarvak karmanam triguna manam yogasya tapasas chaiva nyasasya gatayo malaha maharjanas tapak satyam bhakti yogasya madgatihi. This is from the Uddhava Gita, 24th chapter of the 11th canto, Krishna speaking. Among these reasons, first, that Vaikuntha is not achievable by material works. There is the statement, heaven was established as the residence of the demigods. Bhuvar Loka, as that of the ghostly spirits, and the earth system as the place of human beings and other mortal creatures. Mystics who strive for liberation are promoted beyond these 3 divisions. Lord Brahma created the region below the earth for the demons and the naga snakes. In this way, the destinations of the 3 worlds were arranged as the corresponding reactions for different kinds of work performed in the three modes of nature. By mystic yoga, great austerities, and the renounced order of life, the pure destinations of Mahar Loka, Jano Loka, Tapo Loka, and Satya Loka are attained. But by devotional yoga, one achieves my transcendental abode. Okay, there's the distinction. You can reach these higher planets by yoga, austerities, renunciation. But the transcendental abode of the Lord is achieved by bhakti yoga, by devotional yoga. Jiva Goswami's explanation of these verses. Siddhanam yogadi bhik tritayat param mahar lokadi. For those who become perfect by yoga and other processes, the siddhas, for them there are Mahar Loka and the other planets beyond the three worlds. Bhumir Adash Chad Taladi Trilokyam Pataladika Bur Bhavakshwas Cheti. Below the earth are the Atala and so on. And within the region of the three worlds, there are Bur, including Patala and so on, Buvar, and Swa. Karmanam, Garhastya Dharmanam, Tapo, Vanaprastam, Brahmacharyam Cha. It said of the goals of these planets are various goals of karmas and of tapas. Well, karma, of material works, karmanam, means of the duties of family life. And tapas, of austerity, means of the stages of retired and student life, vanaprastha and brahmacharya. Okay. Tatra, specifically in those two categories, brahmacharyen opakurvana naishtika bedena kraman mahar janascha vanastatvena tapaha nyasena satyam yogatara tamyena tu sarvam iti gyayam. So, among these, the vanaprastas and brahmacharis, by celibate student life, in its divisions of temporary and perpetual celibacy. There are those who practice celibacy for some time and then get married, and others who never get married. So there are two different divisions of brahmacharya. They, by them, are achieved Mahar Loka and Jana Loka. The part-time brahmacharis get Mahar Loka, and the perpetual brahmacharis get tapas, tapo loka. The Jana Loka. By living in the forest, tapo loka is achieved by sannyas. Or rather, vanaprastha, rather. I'm sorry, two kinds of brahmacharya get either Mahar or Janas. By vanaprastha you get tapo loka, and by renunciation satya loka. Each of these should understand according to the degree of advancement in yoga. These are the destinations. Not every brahmachari goes to Mahar Loka or Satya Loka. These are the goals that can be achieved if you make enough progress as a brahmachari or some other order of life. But these are the goals aimed at. Madgatihi Sri Vaikuntha Lokaha Bhakti Yoga Prapyatvena Vakshamanaha. yanna vajanti ityadi vakya sahayat loka prakaranat cha. Okay, the words are just the goal or the result of bhakti yoga is my gati. Well, my gati can mean you learn how to walk like me, or you go wherever I am. You know, if I happen to be in one place, you go there. If I'm in a different place at that time, you go there. So mudgati can be understood in different ways. Gati can also mean understanding. So how do we determine exactly what is meant by mudgati here? My destination, Sri Vaikuntha Loka, will be described later as achievable by devotional yoga. Bhakti yogena mudgati. That will be explained later. The description made with the help of such statements as the one beginning, that which they never approach. And in accordance with the narration describing the various worlds. I think I got the sentence wrong. Sorry, I have to stop. Hold on a second. Okay. Anyway, we understand mudgati means my Vaikuntha, because these three verses are talking about planets. These different planets are achieved by different means. If it says you get mudgati by devotional service to me, mudgati should be understood in the same context. That's a particular planet, my planet, Vaikuntha. And later we'll be told that Vaikuntha is achieved, specifically, Vaikuntha is achieved by devotional service. Here Krishna says, my gati is achieved by devotional service. So we can reasonably equate mudgati with Vaikuntha. Okay, let me read the commentary. The three verses cited here are from the Uddhava Gita, which was spoken by Krishna to his confidential friend Uddhava, as they describe those verses. Living entities achieve various planets for their residence as the results of their material work. But the Supreme Lord's personal abode is different. It is obtained not by karma, but by bhakti. That's the whole point of this energy. Is that Vaikuntha is not achieved by any material work. The hierarchy of material residences, one residence in the material world, one place to live, being better than another, is assigned on the basis of differing levels of detachment from material life. Entrance into Vaikuntha, however, requires not just detachment, but also loving attachment to the personality of Godhead. The verse beginning, that which they never approach. Okay, what is that verse? It's from the 15th chapter of the 23rd, of the third canto. I think describing the four Kumaras coming to Vaikuntha. So some people never approach Vaikuntha, the materialists, who have no interest in hearing anything about Krishna. They never go near Vaikuntha. That verse and the two verses following it will be discussed in text 67. When we get to one of the other reasons, the seventh reason, we'll explain these three verses. Or Jiva Goswami will explain them. The two verses following that verse, beginning that which they never approach, state that persons who listen to topics other than those of the Supreme Lord and his devotional service never reach Vaikuntha, while those who practice serving him and are eager to talk about him become eligible to enter his eternal abode. Okay, any questions? Sorry. Only brahmachari rules, or
for example, give this information like brahmachari, for one brahmachari, national brahmachari, and sannyasa. So does it mean that just by following this rules of integration, one can achieve a particular planet?
Basically, yes. Which is a description of karma. Karma means you do something and get a result. It's not a cultivation of so much of consciousness, but of proper behavior. Just by following the rules, by doing the right things and not doing the wrong things, according to a certain responsible position in life, you get the karmic result. So you follow the rules of brahmacharya, which, you know, includes some rules that are for everybody. You know, there are basic rules for civilized human being. And in addition to them, there are special rules for brahmacharya, vanaprastha, sannyas, and grihastha.
It must be because the commentary is mentioned that the best of the level of renunciation is practicing
what was... Well, yeah, you have to practice it perfectly enough. You have to be proficient. You have to strictly follow for a suitable amount of time. Then you get the goal. It's not like, look at me, I'm a brahmachari for 20 years, give me my results. You don't get it automatically just by serving time. You have to actually fulfill all the obligations of the practice.
For example, the definition of brahmachari means brahma acharya,
Well, Brahma Bhuta platform means liberation. So the inhabitants of Maharloka and Satyaloka are not completely liberated. They're way closer to liberation than we are, basically, but they're not completely liberated yet. So they're not completely on the Brahma Bhuta platform. Otherwise, they'd be leaving this world. Moves in the Vedas, okay. Studying the Vedas is one of the duties of a brahmachari. But there's, sometimes you have fully successful Vedic study and sometimes you're just going through the motions. You memorize, you know so many shlokas, but you don't realize anything, you don't live it. So one thing is to learn the Vedas, another thing is to live the Vedas. So you have to fulfill the whole program to be considered a successful student of the Vedas.
basically you have to actually live according to those principles. Only when you... Well, you can say that. It's not that is not being said here, but it is said elsewhere by Vishwanath Chakravarti and others, that even these material process... mixed spiritual processes that have a large spiritual element and a large material element in them, like karma and jnana. You cannot be successful as a karmi or a jnani unless you have some trace of bhakti. That point is there, but it's not being made here. But it is said elsewhere. Because that's not the discussion here. The discussion is, what do you have to do to get certain destinations, to go to certain planets? What's the process that brings you there? Yeah. So the point that you have to do some bhakti, even to succeed in the other process, that's true, but it's not said here. Okay. Anything else? Yes, Sri Krishna. That will be discussed in Anucheda 62. We don't have to handle that yet. But what's the question?
My question is, I heard a word on from spiritual world, and how it's possible to go into spiritual world and how we...
Okay, why don't we discuss that when we get to 62? Or maybe we'll forget to discuss it. We can never settle that question to satisfy everybody. Anything else for now? Okay, let's move on to the next paragraph. 60.3, the next reason. No, it's not the next reason yet. It's still discussing the same reason, that you can't get to Vaikuntha by material means. I think. Let me see. Are we still on that? Yeah, okay, so... It's also something else is said in the third canto that supports this idea that you cannot get to Vaikuntha by material means. In other words, you have to be a devotee to get into Vaikuntha. Uktam cha tritiye devan prati brahmanaiva. Brahma also says to the demigods in the third canto the following. Tat sang hulam Hari Padanati Matra Drishtai Ityadi. That place is crowded with airplanes, which can be seen only by bowing down at the feet of Hari. You can't even see the airplanes in Vaikuntha unless you bow down at the feet of Hari. Tikacha, Sri Goswami says, commenting, this is explained in the commentary. Punar Vaikuntha lokam vishinashti tat sankulam vyaptam bhavati. This is explained in the commentary. The nature of Vaikuntha loka is further specified. It is crowded or filled. Kaihi. With what? What's it filled with? Haripada your anati pranamas. Tavan matrena drishtai bhaktanam vimanai. Natu karmadi prapyaihi. Ityesha. What's it filled with, Vaikuntha? It's filled with the airplanes of the devotees, which can be seen only by bowing down, by making obeisances at the feet of Hari, and cannot be acquired by material work and so on. You can't buy one of these airplanes for all the money in the world, or even see them. Commentary. In the modern world, people work hard to earn money with which they can buy various commodities.
including machines, for convenience and pleasure. In Vaikuntha, all such facilities, but much better than in the material world, are available without toiling to obtain them. And the machines of Vaikuntha need no maintenance for their upkeep, because they never break down. Every desire of the servants of Lord Narayan is fulfilled without their expending any effort, because their only real desire is to satisfy the Lord, their Lord, with whatever pleases Him. Their attitude of selfless service absolves them from all economic problems. This is key, clue, how to get free from all your economic problems. Just develop an attitude of selfless service, and everything you need and want will be provided without any separate endeavor. Believe it, it's true. Okay, any questions?
There's a statement that only by advanced vision one can see even the airplanes of the demigods.
Yes.
So it means basically that out of the mercy, if the demigods find us qualified, then only can we see them.
Yeah.
So,
or by some material means. It may be the demigods grant us their vision. Here you can see my airplane. Oh, take a look. Or there's other ways. You could go to a tantric, a mystic. You can go to a demon, and he can give you the power to see the demigods' airplanes. Now, it's not the only way, but there are various material ways to see the demigods in their airplanes. You could do some black magic and make a demigod appear, you know, before you, or even by some magic chant. But it's material needs. That's the difference. It looks like the same kind of devotion. Worship the demigods, you get to see the demigods. Worship Krishna, you get to see Krishna. But it's not the same process. The devotion to Vishnu is a completely different kind of attitude and activity than devotion to some demigod. So it looks the same, but it's not the same process.
About this aeroplanes in Vaikuntha, Maharaj, there was a saint called Tukaram, and the aeroplane from Vaikuntha came to take him. And everybody else also saw that aeroplane. So, what about that?
Well, it may be possible on some special occasion. You know, the Vaikuntha Dutas can let their airplane be seen. That's their choice, but generally can't be seen. That was only once, you know, and only for a few people and for a few minutes. Normally cannot be seen, but there could be a special arrangement that sometimes somebody can see. Yes. Let's see, let me check that. Well, it seems to be an adjective describing the vimanas. Vimanas is tritiya bahuvachanam, vimanai. And then it says karmadi prapyai. So it sounds like, and that's how I translated it, that you can't achieve the airplanes. Now, there's two ways to achieve something. You can get some knowledge of something, or you can get possession of it. Okay, so it's ambiguous. It could take it either way, that you could actually get an airplane for yourself. But actually it's not, you can't get one of those airplanes by karma or any material process. If you practice bhakti, you can see the airplanes. In fact, you go to Vaikuntha, you can have your own airplane. So you can get one. You can get one of the airplanes by bhakti. So it can be taken both ways. You can realize the airplanes in your mind, but you know, by not seeing them. But you can also acquire an airplane.
It's not
Nishnai is where?
Drishtaya.
Oh, Drishtaya.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's two different verbs. So it's not seen. Only seen by bowing down to the feet. Okay, but then he uses another verb, prapya. He doesn't say drishta again. He could have said karmadi drishtayer. He could have said that. Sridhar Swami. But he used a different verb, prapya. So it seems like he's introducing a different idea of actually acquiring an airplane. It's okay. I think it's okay. You know, there's a connection between seeing something and obtaining it. Before you can obtain something, you have to see it. You know, I want to buy something. I have to look on the internet and find the right one. I have to see it first. Then I can buy it. Okay. Yes.
I have a question.
Yes. 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 Not just ghosts, but yakshas, rakshasas, gandharvas, they live in Bhuvarloka. In the sky, above the atmosphere of, that we know, like an outer space, that's Bhuvarloka.
Because there, the ghostly spirits are the same like the Gandharvas?
No, these are different categories. Ghostly spirits are tamasic. Gandharvas are sort of in the mode of goodness, mixed. You know, yakshas are more pious. Rakshasas are less pious. These are different categories. They're not all ghostly spirits. Ghostly spirits you can put in one of those categories.
And how they are staying together?
They're not, they're just a big area. There's different places. There's a Gandharva part, there's a Yaksha part. Different parts of the same region. It's like on the earth. You've got so many nations and so many races on the earth. So Bhuvarloka is even bigger than the earth. There's plenty of room for different kinds of creatures. Different parts.
I have one question about the airplane. Here it's written that made by gold and more than like Hanna. Made by gold. Which kind of gold is that?
Where?
The airplane made by this kind of, some special kind of gold.
Gold? Well, I don't know. Where is that?
The third engine.
What kind of, are we talking about, is that description of Vaikuntha airplanes? I had to see the context. The airplanes of Vaikuntha are made out of gold?
This is the dark end of 15-20.
Okay, Vaikuntha. What verse?
Yatsam Kuram
Haripadam. Oh, that one. Oh boy. Okay, let me find it. darn. Yat some cool. Okay, I have it. The inhabitants of Vaikuntha travel in their airplanes made of lapis lazuli. What do you call that? Anyway, it's blue stone, blue-white stone. Emerald and gold. Okay, those are the substances, but that's spiritual emeralds and gold, not material. Gold has its potency. Different jewels like emeralds and rubies and diamonds, they exist in their original forms in the spiritual world. The gold and the rubies and the diamonds in the material world are replicas, imitations of the real thing. Just like they have a ruby, big ruby on my ring, which is just a piece of glass. It's not a ruby. It's a fake ruby. All the rubies, all the jewels, and all the gold in the material world are fake. The real jewels and the real gold are in Vaikuntha. Well, you can compare, but I wouldn't, pay so much money for a glass ruby. You should know the difference, otherwise you get cheated. Okay. Don't be impressed by the so-called jewels and gold in the material world. They're just fake. Okay, anything else? Okay, we'll stop here and continue with 60.4 tomorrow. Thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, the Ki Jai. Try. Yeah, but I haven't given it over a week.